This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rick Brandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling this 14th of June, 2025. It is Flag Day. It is the U.S. Army's 250th birthday, and it is our 47th President Donald J. Trump's birthday. Anyways, Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well, dude. Doing pretty well. Better than Caitlyn Jenner.
Yep, we'll get to that in a minute. Mike, how are we doing, my friend? You sounded a little bit under the weather earlier before we went on air.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Still allergies. Nothing serious.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. Like I said off air, if somebody croaked on air, it'd probably make some decent ratings. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including all right, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler in the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, also known as the Solid Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and all those listening on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, first order of business, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember police officer Gabriel Facio of the Apache Junction, Arizona Police Department, end of watch, June the 8th, 2025. His killer was injured in a gunfight, and he is in custody. Anyways, breaking news, we found out that Bruce Jenner, who wants to go by Caitlyn Jenner, is stuck in Tel Aviv, Israel, due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Jenner is unable to leave the country, and he was in Tel Aviv hosting the Tel Aviv Pride Parade. I say keep him there because we got enough of them people over here. Walt, what say you about Bruce Jenner being stuck in Tel Aviv?
Like I said, I didn't know Tel Aviv had a back door.
I guess it did. Mike, you got any comments about Bruce Jenner being stuck in Tel Aviv at this time?
I'm kind of with Walt. I'm surprised they have a pride thing going on there, honestly, due to the religious nature of the country, but you know, I wish him and everybody there well. Hopefully they stay safe and this thing resolves quickly.
Right. And if they want to resolve this, I think Israel should threaten Iran to say, listen, if you don't cease and desist, we're going to give you Bruce Jenner. You can't take him back. Anyways, moving right along. Today is the...
In the back door.
I guess I'll be using that gag for a while. Anyways, today is the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. Continental Congress voted on June the 14th to fund an army, to start up an army. And today in downtown Washington, D.C., there was a parade, a celebration of the U.S. Army. You had troops from all over the country, including Alaska, come down and march in parade. And I was there with our friend Andre Soriano, who is a patriot, funny as can be. A couple of quick notes about the event. Cost between $40 and $45 million, which, you know, personally, I think we could have done without a 250th parade or celebration of the U.S. Army. But if you look at the entire budget of the federal government, $45 million is nothing. Anyways, some of the things I saw was there were tens of thousands of people there. I mean, it was just wall-to-wall people. And they had a little display on the the great on the mall, and they had helicopters, they had armored personnel vehicles, they had tanks, they had a whole bunch of stuff there. So there's a huge line to get in. You had to go through security, and then for the parade on Constitution Avenue, you had another line of security there. So kudos to the TSA and the U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division for a job well done, getting tens of thousands of people processed. And while I was there, there people were just very polite. Couldn't have been any nicer. Tons of MAGA supporters, tons of Trump supporters. Andre walked around with his MAGA hat signed by Donald Trump and his makeshift Make America Great shirt. He was yelling, "Hey, I'm here to deport all the Mexicans, and we're all the Democrats." And so he's one of a kind. So anyways, they had during the parade, they had flyovers of Apache helicopters, Black Hawk helicopters, vintage World War II planes, and they had soldiers from different outfits dressed up in different eras of the U.S. Army, from Revolutionary War to World War I, World War II, the First Gulf War, the Second Gulf War, and so on and so forth. But anyways, it was nice seeing this display of patriotism. And during the right after the parade, Trump gave the oath of enlistment to people, I guess, joining the army. I couldn't, unfortunately, there were so many people there, I couldn't get a good vantage point because me and Andre and this other young lady, Lisa, were hanging out. But it was just thousands of people. And one of the drawbacks is security was so tight that the troops were marching on Constitution Avenue, barricading on both sides. Nobody could cross, literally cross the street. So it was very difficult crossing Constitution Avenue. They built a bridge, this makeshift pedestrian bridge, which is a pain in the ass to get up and over. Just, again, tens of thousands of people. And then afterwards, I opened up a section of Constitution Avenue to let the people stream through. But absolutely tens of thousands of people. And the thing about it, everybody that showed up, everybody was nice as can be. Nobody was fighting. Nobody's fronting. Nobody's acting a fool. The garbage was picked up. The trash cans were overflowing, but most of the park was the great mall was clean. You know, even though people were just shuffling in like they're on a ride from Disney World, everybody was behaved. No problems whatsoever. Nobody got intoxicated. Nobody smelled like weed. None of the foolishness you see on the mall and on a daily basis in Washington D.C. But well, I'll pass it to you first. Your thoughts on the big dog and pony show that Trump wanted for the U.S. Army?
Well, it's not so much a dog and pony show, man. This is, you know, our history. We've had armed services of one type of arms or another for, you know, more than 250 years. It's when we became independent that, you know, we instituted it as an absolute necessity. And, you know, with the actual real leadership under, you know, our founding fathers. You know, before that, we were just like anybody else. You know, we were what they would call bush hog people. I don't know what they would call guerrillas in the early 1700s, late 1600s. But it's all organized. We became the strongest force in the world. We still are the strongest force in the world. If people want to laugh at us all you want. But I don't see anybody throwing any more bombs or driving any more planes into buildings anymore. Because we find you, we get you, we take care of it. But armed forces, God bless them, everybody and anybody that have joined, have participated, and especially those ones that sacrificed their lives. So I can sit at my desk in the middle of Tennessee having a cold beer and talking to friends.
Very well said. Mike, what say you? You want to piggyback on what Walter said?
I mean, yeah, he nailed it pretty well, but I think it was beautiful. I think it was a beautiful ceremony to honor the over 250 years of tradition that these guys have sacrificed so much for, right? We lost so many people along the way, and they've done amazing things, not just for the country, but for the world. World War One, World War Two, you know, they ended tyranny all around the world. It's a beautiful tradition. It should be celebrated.
Right. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Los Angeles. I guess we got to send the army in there to take care of business. Also, the dirtbag politicians and the No Kings Day today, June the 14th. Anyways, we come back. We got a lot more show to go through. Take it away, boys.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. Los Angeles, California. After the wildfires were finally put out, we have more fires in the City of Angels actually started on purpose again. You have people in Los Angeles, many of them from Mexico, upset that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement are detaining and deporting other Mexicans and criminal illegal aliens. So they're protesting in the streets along Los Angeles, waving Mexican flags. If they're so proud about Mexico, why don't they move back to Mexico? Also, during this disaster, you had people flying a Palestinian flag. So President Trump rightfully deployed the National Guard to protect the federal buildings and the people of Los Angeles. Trump took over the National Guard because he's sick and tired of people like Mayor Karen Bass, Governor Gavin Newsom, Mayor, here in D.C., the mayor of D.C., and Nancy Pelosi refusing to activate the National Guard. So Trump says, you know what, I'm activating National Guard, I'm protecting federal buildings, I'm also going to send 700 Marines from 29 Palms to, you know, quell this insurrection. So as the people are burning driverless cars and other things in Los Angeles, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass tied the hands of the LAPD once again, and she's taking the side of the people protesting and burning down the city. And the people who shouldn't be in the city because they are illegal aliens, they're more or less guilty of a federal crime of trespassing. And she's going after Trump. And then you have Gavin Newsom. He's also taking the side of illegal aliens, more or less. And instead of telling people, cease and desist, get out of my state highway, the Freeway 101 is operated under the state of California, not the city or county of Los Angeles. Instead of getting these people out of the highway and telling them cease and desist or you're going to jail, he goes on MSNBC and tells Borders are Tom Homan, oh, come and arrest me. So that's your leadership of California once again. So Trump, again, has to save California. We have to save California because this is costing us money because the mayor and the governor don't want to do their job. But there is some good news. Representative Maxine Waters wanted to go to a detention facility where one of the members of the SEIU was arrested and taken into custody. So she wanted to throw her weight around as a member of Congress because I guess Congress has the authority to do a surprise inspection. But they were not having it. So the officer slammed the door in her face and she stood there looking like the idiot that she is. So... And tonight, LAPD is out in force again for it's like a full week of protecting downtown Los Angeles from these people. Mike, I'll give it to you first. What say you about these this mess in Los Angeles?
I think I was there for the 2020 mess in the city, in New York City, right? The riots there and everything. It's a completely different animal this time, though. You have actual, consequence for your actions. They're not just letting them run around and burn everything down and march and do whatever the hell they want. There's actually consequence now. And what happened? You saw as soon as there was any kind of consequence, they started screaming like, little babies that they are. And I think it's good to see that things are being dealt with appropriately this time. It's not being allowed to just go out and terrorize innocent people and burn down people's property and loot whatever they like. So that's kind of good to see. It's, you have actual adults in charge again, and it's nice to see that. As far as the temper tantrum they're throwing, I mean, it's more the same. It's just their ability. It's just them trying to assert their authority over the rest of us with nonsense to try and push a narrative that everybody knows is complete garbage and just backwards. You're advocating for, people that came here illegally, commit crimes, do things they're not supposed to be doing, shouldn't even be here in the first place, but you won't advocate for American citizens? That's your whole job. It's the oath you take as a member of any office that you take an oath for. But it's all backwards. It's all the same stupid nonsense from the same stupid people. And it's being pushed by, a portion of the government that is completely contrary to what the American interest is. It's only concerned with maintaining itself. USA gets shut down, their funding gets shut down, and now they're doing everything they can for a regime change within our own country. It's obvious. It's disgusting.
Right. Well, what say you about the situation in Los Angeles?
Well, it's absolutely horrible. It just seems Los Angeles has to have negative attention to get attention because it's such a crap hole out there. I'm all for building the border and going north on the west border of Nevada and then turning west when it hits the Oregon border. I'm all for it, if they want to live in their own world. But give it to them. Let them have it. Let them have California all to themselves because it's not doing the rest of us any good. They constantly elect idiots into office. And these idiots that they elect convince the idiots that elected them into office that they're doing a good job. And if California does not turn and vote Republican in 28, we just need to let them secede from the union and go ahead and be their own little state because it's costing us way too much freaking money. And as far as Maxine going to the ICE, I read that she said, I'm here to exercise my congressional powers. There's no such thing as congressional power. She's just an elected person who doesn't know what the hell she's doing, elected by those idiots, that voted her in. And her congressional power may carry some weight or juice in the halls of Congress. But out in the street, she ain't nobody. She's nobody. She's just another person with a job that thinks the job is more important than the next person. So she deserves what she gets. She needs to have more doors slammed in her face. Might be an improvement.
Right. And she, you know, she's one of these other politicians. We talked about this before. She's in her 80s and she's still serving Congress. I mean, that's another. She was in Congress back 30 plus years ago when L.A. burned in 1992 with the Rodney King riot. So she's there when L.A. burned down for Rodney King. She's there when it burned down for George Floyd. And she's there for burning down for these legal aliens getting picked up by ICE. And here's another thing. Here's another point to ponder, gentlemen. ICE wanted to go to the jails, you know, local jails, L.A. county jail, whatnot, pick up these people and take them away. But L.A. sheriff refused to do so, so ICE is forced to go in these neighborhoods. And then these ICE agents are being doxxed. They're being their identifications being released to the public, so now they're under a threat. So, and unfortunately, since people in California vote for these idiots, and they vote themselves out of prosperity, vote themselves out of a job, vote themselves the ability to purchase a home and establish a family, they move to places like Arizona and Texas and Oregon and Colorado and make those places poop holes. So it's just, you know, liberalism is a disease. It spreads everywhere. And hopefully it's going to get a lot worse before the people of California get their head out of their backside like they did a bunch of years ago when they voted Arnold Schwarzenegger for governor because they recalled that the other idiot governor. But anyways, anybody got anything else before we move on to our next story? Going once, going twice. Okay. The mainstream media is doing a bang-up job, as usual, which is horrible, absolutely given putting out fake news and telling outright lies. KABC in Los Angeles reporter, his name is Tim Caputo, he was telling people during one of the riots, during the days of one of the riots, because this is one big riot going on, that the people involved were taking photographs and waving flags. Oh, how nice. While he's making this report, there's a huge black cloud behind them of cars burning. So this is the mostly peaceful protest defense again, where you got something on fire, you got people acting a fool, people breaking the law, people looting, and they say, and they sugarcoat it. Oh, it's mostly peaceful, except, you know, a couple stores are being burned, a couple Apple stores being looted, cars being turned over, a couple people getting shot, you know, people walking out with TVs, but they're taking photographs, they're putting on Instagram, they're putting on TikTok. So, you know, it's the old ads, nothing to see here unless Trump does something, unless Trump stubs his toe or puts something out on Truth to insult the people. But, you know, that's why the dumpster fire media keeps losing the viewers, because people are starting to wake up, which is a good thing. They can see, if you go on the website, sunfireradio.org, you see the clip. A still picture of the clip where he's reporting that people are taking photographs and waving flags of a huge Bravo fire going on in downtown Los Angeles. So anyways, keep it up, Timmy. You know, you'll be out of work soon enough. Walt, what say you about the dumpster fire media that just keeps lying as we're watching things unfold?
They're gearing up, you know, for, you know, the midterm elections is what I think they're doing because they, you know, some of them have backed off on, you know, the nonsense that they pulled over the last 5 years. So I think they're just gearing up to push fake media for the midterms next year.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. United States Army today celebrating its 250th anniversary with a huge parade in the nation's capital. More than 6,000 soldiers taking part in the ceremonies as President Trump and other dignitaries looked on. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says we need to honor all of our military heroes for defending our great nation.
Just like we're seeing what the Israelis are doing now to prevent a nuclear catastrophe in the not-so-distant future, we've got to remember that if we don't guard our borders, if we don't guard our interests abroad and at home, that we won't continue to be a free people.
Also at townhall.com, Minnesota authorities continue searching for the suspected gunman who shot and killed former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early today. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded. They remain hospitalized. A 57-year-old suspect is still at large. Drew Evans is the superintendent of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
At this point in time, it would be premature. The question was, is the manifesto and the information that we have received, is their motivations? We are working diligently on that. There's certainly some indications within that, but there's not specifics enough. We have been, this is a very active and fluid investigation.
23 men have died by court-ordered execution so far this year in America. Seven other people are slated to be put to death in five states during the remainder of 2025. A South Carolina man's execution Friday was that state's sixth in the last 9 months. Death toll from heavy rains in Texas has risen. Authorities in San Antonio say the death count now stands at 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Cybercrime is exploding. Take Sarah from Sweet Delights, whose world crumbled after having to close with not being able to bounce back. Small businesses are prime targets, but the right strategies can keep yours safe. Jay Hill, CEO of Network Providers, has co-authored The Cyber Playbook Simplifies Cybersecurity for Business Owners with Strategies to Avoid Costly Breaches and Fines, Build a Strong Cyber Attack Response, Secure Your Business with Key Protections. Cyber threats aren't slowing down, but you can stay ahead. Protect your business. Ensure its security for tomorrow. Get the Cyber Playbook today at networkprovidersinc.com/cyber-playbook or call 385-446-5500 now.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurkew and Mike Rakebrand celebrating Flag Day, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States Army, and wishing President Donald J. Trump a happy birthday. Anyway, speaking of presidents, California Governor Gavin Newsom is a part-time governor, a podcaster, and a full-time presidential candidate. We've been talking about him earlier, about what a terrible job he's been doing, taking care of the riots and the people stopping traffic on the 101 going through downtown Los Angeles. But anyways, he is taking the fight to somebody, but it's not to the illegal aliens, it's not to the rioters, it's not to the protesters that's causing problems. He's taking it to President Donald Trump. He sued Donald Trump to regain control of the National Guard of California under the governor's leadership. And he put out a speech a couple days ago about what an awful person Donald Trump is, and barely mentioning the 8,000-pound gorilla on the 101, the protesters that just refuse to comply, refuse to get out of the street, refuse officers lawful orders, and refuse to not break into an Apple store or a jewelry store and cause havoc in Los Angeles. So Trump is trying to clean up the mess left by his predecessor and the California governor currently, and he's just getting ready for the 2028 campaign. But look what a great job he's done in California. L.A. burned two times in a row. That's one area of California burned down twice. California is also $73 billion in debt. And the program that gives illegal aliens health care in California is broke. So go ahead, Democrats. Run Gavin Newsom as your next presidential candidate in 2028. We'll take anybody else but him. But, Mike, what say you about Governor Newsom talking tough about Trump?
He's a clown, right? He's everything that's wrong with the modern left. I mean, it's all personified in one person. You know, he's just, you know, so-called polished or whatever politician, but he's just a lying, deceitful, disgusting person. You know, everything about him is just slimy. He just, you know, oozes like slime. He's just a nasty person. So I don't think very many people who really pay attention take this guy seriously at all. I hope they do run him in 28, because he'll get trounced just like, you know, the horse cum connoisseur and his cackling fiend friggin' running mate did. You know, these people are ridiculous, and they're just showing their own inability and inadequacy to lead and to do anything other than just make fun of or just kind of destroy. You know, they're disgusting people, and he really should be ashamed of himself. I don't understand how he keeps getting reelected there. I really don't. You know, he's done nothing but oversee disruption.
Because it's California. What say you about the king of sleazebags, Governor Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, you know, the guy started to think he's, you know, slicker than snot when the fires erupted back in January, you know, running his fingers through his greasy hair, and, you know, and rolling his shoulders back and forth on how they got people from foreign nations coming to look to buy property and make investments in California while it's freaking burning down. All right, number one, where are all those people that he was rolling his shoulders about, saying that they had interests in buying California? Number two, has he started the cleanup in of the forest floor like President Trump told him to do, so it doesn't happen again? You know, I'd like to know if he's doing all these things, but what he's doing is just letting the people rule the streets instead of taking an initiative and saying, listen, this is not what we're about. This is not what we're after. We're trying to change our the face of the Democratic Party to, you know, something, you know, that's more solid. Like Mike said, you know, and I agree, and my terms are, my terminology would be that they all they did was put a mask on the face that they always have been. And it was a very transparent mask. Well, I should say translucent, because it really led some people to believe that the Democratic Party was going to have to head in a different direction in order to gain more confidence of the American people, you know, mostly Democrats, to get back into the alleged quote-unquote power that people are talking about these days. And it's not going to happen because it's the same old crap, same old things, same old, same old. You know, the country didn't put up with it. They voted Mr. Trump back in, and they're not going to put up with it again next year or in 3 years. Not going to put up with it anymore. And if Gavin Newsom wants to be the lead runner in for 28, okay, you know, take his girlfriend there, Pete Buttigieg, because I think there's been, you know, I guess they need to know that there's going to be more oral sex in the Oval Office.
I'm not even going to go there, but anyways, but you know, let's hope that if he does run, guess what? You know, he's polished. He talks the talk, he walks the walk, and you know the dying mainstream media will make this guy into the second coming of Christ, just like they did with Kamala Harris, and look what happened there. So anyway, speaking of which, moving right along, today being June the 14th and celebrating Trump's birthday, the Army's birthday, Flag Day, and whatever else happens on the 14th of June, there is a protest called the No Kings Movement. This bunch of leftists got together and had these protests all across the country. A couple of them came into D.C. For the Army's 250th birthday party. Nobody paid these people any attention whatsoever. So what's funny is that the so-called grassroots movement was started by two liberal white women from D.C., and then last week, Chrissy Walton, who married into the Walton fortune, paid for a full-page ad in the New York Times talking about No Kings. The ad real quick says, we're people of principle, we're honor our commitments, defend against aggression by dictators, blase, blase, blase. You know, but if you think back the past, you know, 12 years, you had Biden give that kooky speech on the in Philadelphia. You have Biden, when he ran for re-election, he kept Robert Kennedy off the ballots. Kennedy probably would have won the Democrat nomination. But then the Democrat Party threw Biden off at the last minute and ran Kamala Harris. And then you got President Obama talking about having a private civilian security force when he was campaigning back in 2008. And then you got Biden talking about holding billions of dollars from Ukraine if they didn't get rid of that prosecutor, looking into the Biden family fortune. And you got the FBI director, Jim Comey, not prosecuting Hillary Clinton, even though there's overwhelming evidence. And you got the Obama administration not only spying on President Donald Trump, but spying on reporters. And, you know, who's the dictator here? Is it Donald Trump or is it these Democrats? And so you got these Democrats. Here in D.C., you had a couple people. Of course, they're old white people from good neighborhoods protesting because these people are kooks. They're the old hippies back in the 60s that just never came around to see how things come to be. At the Cinco de Mayo party, I was talking to this old liberal. First of all, he came in looking like homeless. And we had a discussion, and he started yelling at me. I said, "Sir, there's no reason to. Why are you yelling at me? There's no reason to yell at me." But this, you know, typical old cranky liberals, and that's why their kids and grandkids are voting Republican. Now, granted, I'm not a registered Republican. I am an independent, but on a lot of things, I lean to the right. Mike, what say you about No Kings Day? Who's the real dictator?
No, it's the far left with their will-be ruling class, you know. It's kind of funny, right? You got the
the would-be ruling class with the Obama and Soros and Clintons and the rest of the assembled bunch of weirdos, you know, utilizing people with no identity and looking for a cause to follow, you know, screaming about no kings when the current administration and Donald Trump is actually the ones trying to deconstruct big government, trying to deconstruct this whole ruling class, trying to deconstruct the entire would-be, you know, authoritarian regime that almost came to be. You know, it's they're ridiculous. They're so out of touch, it's not even funny. And they're being, you know, manipulated by CCP and others, and it's a hot mess. It's just a hot mess.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk a little bit about Iran and Israel. And also, we celebrate Father's Day in 75 radio style. Take it away, boys.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back, and I was doing my due diligence while the Epoch Times was telling what a great publication they are. I was looking at the Instagram account of the 7-5 Radio spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Please follow her at danellarodriguez.model. I mean, oh my goodness. Anyways, I'll save that for later. This week, Israel attacked Iran and nuclear sites, and Iran retaliated back. Mike, give us an idea of what's going on over there.
So Trump, when he took office, he gave Iran 60 days to come to the table and negotiate about their enrichment of uranium to create weapons-grade, you know, uranium for nuclear weapons. They wanted to obviously cease that. Nobody wants a nuclear Iran. It's not good for the region, not good for the world. On the 61st day, without any kind of resolution or anything resolved, Israel struck. They used airstrikes to take out the facilities that were enriching the uranium and other facilities that were supporting it. And they also used it as a decapitation strike to take out the leadership of, like, the Iranian military and some of their civilian scientists, things of that nature. So that obviously escalated now. Now you have all these guys going in and, you know, Iran's firing missiles and drone attacks against Israel, hitting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem primarily. And it's really been like a kind of a tepid response, almost really not much of a response at all. And Israel's already established air dominance there. So that's kind of like the up to the moment, I guess, synopsis of things. You know, nobody wants a nuclear Iran, but we also don't need a ground war in the Middle East again. And that's kind of where I'm at on it.
Right. Now, was Israel acting on the behalf of the United States?
It depends who you ask. We don't have any direct involvement, although I do think that they were aware and they kind of at least, you know, said, you know, we're not going to get involved, but we're not going to get in the way. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Anything you can add to this ongoing situation other than poor Bruce Jenner stuck in Tel Aviv?
No, Michael's done his homework. He understands these things a lot better than we do. I agree with him all the way through. Let them do what they're going to do. If they want to blow each other up, blow each other up. We're not going to support them. We're not going to stand in their way. You know, we're tired of being the police of the world. If you can't take care of yourselves and settle your own ridiculous or nonsensical owl moves, then go ahead, you know, blow the crap out of each other. No reason why we need to be involved.
Right. We can't police ourselves. Look at Los Angeles. Still, you know, a full week, we still got this foolishness going on. But anyways, our final story, I just want to wish all fathers a happy Father's Day. Now, despite all the technological advances and conveniences we have in today's societies, personally, I think it is harder than ever to be a father. Because for over 50 years, us fathers have been told that we ain't crap. A woman does not need a man. All she needs is child support or a government check. Meanwhile, fathers have to struggle to keep a roof over the head, keep food on the tables, keep the lights on. They got to pay for child support if they get deployed, or they got to pay for everything if they're still married. And then they have to go out and work. You know, a lot of these dads, they do shift work. Those in the military do deployments, mandatory overtime, different shift works. And just even if you work 9 to 5, a lot of these jobs just beat the hell out of you. And then they come home and they get nothing but you know what from their significant others. And too many of these fathers stay in loveless, sexless marriages to keep the peace and to be with the kids. And then, of course, in case of divorce, all three of us know that the father gets hosed. And the ex-wife uses the excuse that she's accustomed to the lifestyle she would acquire while she was married, which is bullcrap. Go get a job. So now the poor dad has to pay for two homes. The one that his ex-wife and kids live in the Fred Sanford's house he has to rent. So anyways... you know, early this week, Sam Bushman played "Cats in the Cradle" by Harry Chapman, and that song just hits home to us very, very hard. But anyways, for those who never had kids, you can say, "Well, oh yeah, I got a house, I got a car, boats, I got vacations, I got plenty of women." But guess what? 3 months after you're dead, nobody remembers you. But anyways, I want to wish all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day, including you all, including you, Mike, for doing a great job despite the circumstances. Mike, since you got the most kids, I'll give it to you first. What say you about Father's Day?
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially you two fine gentlemen. I love it. That's my favorite title, right? We all wore many titles throughout the years, right? Doing different roles and different jobs. But dad is definitely the best title I ever had, and I'm sure most feel that way, you know? It's the biggest honor, and it's the most rewarding. So, happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there.
Right. Well, I'll pass it to you. What say you about Father's Day and being a father?
Well, you know, same thing. You know, treat your fathers, you know, well. I said to a friend of mine a long time ago, you know, if you treat your father badly and you don't, I mean, we all go our own way, one way or another. However, you know, your dad's always dad. Always respect him, because that tombstone, that gravestone, will scream louder than any time he's ever yelled at you in his life. And the only reason he's raised his voice is because you effed up somewhere along the line. You know, I wish my father was with us. He was a very good man. He was a class act, you know, like they say, I just want to say it one more time. And I'd like to take a moment to wish our co-host a happy birthday. His birthday he celebrated it with Jason on Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Happy birthday, Mike. You know, we're talking about Trump's birthday and the Army's birthday. Happy 100th birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, is where's Scott going to announce your name over the TV this week?
Not quite yet. Close, but not quite yet.
Okay. Anyways, thanks, Walt, for reminding me. That's why I got two calls so they can remind me about stuff. But Walt, you bring a very good point. For those whose fathers are still with us, make sure you get a hold of him as much as you can. My father's getting up there in years, and I'm afraid, he's not going to be around too much longer. So, any free time, I'm going to go see my father and my mother for that matter. And then, those who lost touch with their dad, lost touch with the kids, before you, make sure you get right with them before time passes, because like the Rolling Stone says, time waits for no one. Now, there's other fathers who I know of, and I hope they take a long walk off for a short period, but that's neither here nor there. But dads, keep doing your thing. I always say that you can tell a lot by a person's character by looking at their kids. And last year I went to the cesspool's 19th and a half anniversary, and James let me sit at the head table of his family. His kids couldn't have been any better. They're well-behaved. They're quiet. They didn't bother anybody. And I said, James, you got a hell of a family. So anyways, also happy Father's Day to James and everybody else on the Liberty News Radio Network, because we got a lot of dads, a lot of kids here. We are a very fertile bunch. Well, before we get Rising the Storm going off, you got any final words of wisdom?
We talked about Caitlyn Jenner being in the back door in Tel Aviv, and now they won't let him out. You could have a play on words. What the hell is he doing in Tel Aviv? The world is just screwy. Let's have this former Olympic star come and be the LGBTQ FY and G, the face of their Pride Month, Pride Day. I don't know. It's just an odd thing going on in this world, and we don't need to be doing stuff like that anymore. Let's get rid of that. You want to be LGBTQ? Fine, wonderful. What the frick ever? But come on, headlines? Really? I'm a prideful heterosexual. You don't see me running to Tel Aviv to, talking to a microphone about it. So, it's just ridiculous. The crap we gotta put up with over the last 20 years. It's just ridiculous. And if you don't agree with anything they say, you're the enemy, So, and that thing about no kings with the Walmart girl, I appreciate that she at least remembers, some type of instruction in the United States Constitution, but she's got to read it again to really understand it now. You can't just pick out two words, there should be no kings. You just can't pick out a small phrase and build a movement on it.
All right.
The only kind of movement I'd have on that statement is a bowel movement.
Okay, on that note, this is Peter Scoopstan with Walter Yerke and Mike Rakebrandt. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.